morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Greg Schilberg, and he's the president for the Iowa Aviation Museum. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning.
Greg, you have an event coming up that we want to talk about first, and then we're going to talk about the Aviation Museum in more detail. But tell us about this fly-in coming up.
Well, on this coming Saturday, we're going to be holding a chili fly-in and drive-in. It's our 19th annual, and it will be between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. We'll be serving hot buffalo chili, and it should be a good time.
Okay, and I'm glad you said fly-in, drive-in, because there are lots of folks in the area that should come see the museum and that don't have planes, but they certainly can enjoy the history there, Greg.
Yes.
And is there a fee for this event?
Yes, there are. For the chili luncheon, $7.50 for adults, and children under 12 will be $4.
Okay, and we'll remind folks about that again in just a minute. But, Greg, I'm sorry to say, you've been in existence for quite a while, and there's still a lot of us that go, Iowa has an aviation museum and Hall of Fame. So tell us about the kinds of things that we would see when we come to visit.
Quite an exhibit now. We've been working on it for some time now, developing it. But as you enter the museum, we have a hall that is the chronologic history of Iowa aviation, and you have the ability to walk and look at what type of aircraft were available and used in Iowa even before the Wright brothers.
Oh.
And all the way up through today. We have seven astronauts from Iowa, and we have displays for them also.
Okay.
That's just the first room. The second room is a display of 14 aircraft, some very, very rare aircraft. And a lot of them have some Iowa history associated with them. And then beyond that, we have another room that is our library and the Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame.
And, you know, I think we don't know, you mentioned the astronauts, and I did kind of check back, and I know a lot of people will recognize the name of Mr. Westbrook, who was from Atlantic at the airport for many, many years, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Other than that, I'm thinking that most of us, again, don't realize the impact that Iowans and what happened here has on the history of aviation.
Oh, yeah, there is so much to learn. It's quite odd. Even before World War One, there were quite a few people that were trying to fly that built their own aircraft. A lot of them look quite different from one another. Many didn't succeed. But what's interesting is there was 22 pilots that were self-taught from Iowa that were instructors for those pilots that were from World War One.
Experience is still a good teacher, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, and this history or this museum is mostly centered on Iowa, correct? It's not, you're not trying to cover the whole world, but it's what happened in Iowa.
Well, there's everything here. We have everything from Clarence Chamberlain, who actually taught Lindbergh how to get across the ocean. And 2 weeks after Lindbergh flew, he flew himself across instead of going to Paris, made it all the way to Berlin, and there's so much. That one of the first, the first aircraft to ever take off from a ship was flown by an Iowa, clear back in 1910.
Oh, my, amazing. Now, you mentioned the library, and so what could people do? Can they check books out? Can they just come and do research? How do you use your library?
Well, reorganized all of that. We have all new shelving and everything back there. We don't have a process set up for checking them out, but we will soon.
Okay.
The library is quite extensive. Most of it gifted to us from generous donors. But if you become a member, then a library book checkout will be free.
Okay. And so let's talk about membership. How do we become a member?
Well, you just stop in and sign up. It's basically $50 per year, $70 for a family membership.
Okay.
And whenever you stop at the Chili Feed, just ask and we'll get you set up.
All right. Now, your wife actually was telling me that you're really working on personal histories. Tell me a little more about that.
Oh, yeah. We work on a lot of individuals that have made an impact. I could go through a lot of them. It'd take hours to go through them all. But we break down and look at each individual and try to get the story told of their impact on Iowa aviation. And we've started that process. We're developing an iPad tour guide system where when you come, you'll be able to pick up an iPad and walk through the whole museum. And if you want to go into more depth than what you see right in front of you, all you have to do is flip the page and off you go.
Hmm. Now, do we have in Iowa, or an Iowan, is he the oldest person still flying?
Yes, down in Red Oak, there's a gentleman by the name of Ernie Smith. He's on Saturday, he will be 98 years and 200 days old. And I just did the math this morning. He's been flying for over 73 years.
And
just recently, he was submitted to be noted in the Guinness World Book of Records as being the oldest active pilot in the world.
Amazing. Amazing. So, Greg, what's your kind of goals? What's your passion about this aviation museum?
This is all part of my life, basically. My father was quite a collector of antique aircraft, and everywhere we went on vacations, weekends, what have you, it was an aviation event. So it's in my blood, and I have the intention of carrying the museum on and causing it to grow and to make sure that the history of Iowa aviation is preserved and shared with everyone.
Okay, we have lots to learn for sure.
Yes.
We haven't talked about where it's located.
Oh, yes. It's located at the Greenfield Airport, which is just 1 mile north of Greenfield on Highway 25. You'll turn right, or to the east on Airport Road, and we're right at the end of that road.
I'm betting there's some signage there that could help us, too.
Yes, there's a sign for the Iowa Aviation Museum right at the intersection.
All right. So, Greg, remind us again of what we could do, the special event on Saturday. Well, and before you do that, when are you open besides this special event? When could we come and visit other than that?
You can come any day. We open seasonally, and this is our big event to open for the season. We're open from April through November.
Okay.
We're off the winter months, but we're open every day, 7 days a week. On weekdays, it's from, and including Saturday, it's
uh-huh.
from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5, and on Sunday from 1 till 5.
Okay. And I'm guessing if somebody wanted to come at a time when you're not open, you could, like a tour or so on, you would make special arrangements?
We have tour guides here all the time.
Okay.
And, so you don't need to make any special arrangements. It is, if you have a large group, we'd love to know about that way ahead of time so that if there's any need for special assistance, then we can be ready.
All right.
Make sure we have enough people on staff to be able to handle that.
Okay. And if you want more information, I just go to your search engine and put in Iowa History of Aviation, Iowa Aviation Museum. You know, just kind of get those
Iowa
words
Aviation
in there.
Museum.
And
yep.
It'll come up. That's great information there. And again,
our website is flyingmuseum.com.
Okay. Very good. And your phone number is 641-343-7184. And so remind us of the event on the 2nd.
Yes, it's from 11 into this coming Saturday. We will be having our chili fly-in, drive-in, and we'll be serving buffalo chili. Adults, $7.50. Children under 12, $4. And we even have chili to go if you want.
All right.
Stop in and just take off with it. That'll work too. So please come and join us and have a day of good food and good fun.
You bet. Thank you so much, Greg Schulberg, for visiting with us about the Iowa Aviation Museum. Until next time, here's a thought. The Earth is like a spaceship that didn't come with an operating manual.